Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the multi-million-dollar Sports Bar Lounge Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Yes, the man was correct in his introduction. He rarely errs. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 35 years of radio presence today. We're going to concentrate on the Khabib, of course, the UFC lightweight champion. Of course, we're talking boxing and MMA today. But primarily, we're going to talk about this big fight in the world of mixed martial arts. The UFC lightweight title online, 155 pounds. The mouth that roared. Of course, the guy that made Floyd Mayweather like $250 million. Did he? $250 million at least, of course, in that farcical fight they had about a year ago. I'm talking about Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor returns to the world of mixed martial arts. He and, of course, Khabib going at it for five rounds or less. I think it'll be less. It's going to be a great fight tonight. I think if you got a chance to go to a sports bar or take the fight in without having to pluck down $70 for one fight on the card, because that's really the only fight I think is really dynamic. It really has a lot of intrigue. Of course, we don't get a lot of intriguing fights in the world of boxing or MMA. Of course, intriguing fights coming up December the 1st. Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury, the Staples Center, the City of Angels, Los Angeles, California, folks. Showtime pay-per-view. That fight's going to rock, no doubt about it. Of course, we've got the gunslinger, Deontay Wilder, 2008 Olympic bronze medalist. Mobile, Alabama, baby. That's what he calls home. And, of course, he's going up against the giant gypsy, the guy that had a cocaine problem. He was depressed. He's had all kinds of issues. The bottom line is he's Tyson Fury, the nutcase that he is, undefeated in 28 fights. Straight up, Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder, December 1st. We'll talk about that in depth. And I'll bring you Muhammad Ali Unplugged in a segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide today. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And the text line, that's hot, that's happening, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You're tuned to the mighty Sport by Line Broadcast Network.
Give him what he wants, respect will come to you.
Comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance Ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This online bank was foreclosing on us. They even had documents that I signed for a home equity loan, only I didn't. What a nightmare.
She's the victim of a devastating crime called mortgage fraud. Your home's title and mortgage are kept online, where thieves, foreign and domestic, hack them. It's simple. They forge your title and borrow every penny of equity you have in your home, like this police officer.
I know about title fraud. So I registered with Home Title Lock and discovered some thief had already taken over title. Thank God I found out in time.
No bank, identity theft program, or insurance protects you. Home Title Lock will. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a barrier around your home's title and mortgage. The instant it detects tampering, they're on it, helping to shut it down. Find out if you're already a victim of title fraud. Get your $100 search free with sign up. Visit HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Hey. Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Woo! It's going to be good.
Let Larry Braggs do his thing here. Currently the lead singer for the Mighty Temptations, the greatest soul group of all time, baby. The Motown Boys, of course. Originally from Detroit. Larry, of course, originally with Tower of Power, actually with Executive Suite. And then I told Tower of Power that Larry Braggs was the man. And they said, yeah, maybe. So they took him on temporarily. Temporary turned into 12 and a half years. He left the band a few years ago. And now he's the lead singer with the Mighty Temptations. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Lots of stuff to talk about in this program today. But the boxing world, of course, you've got The Zone. That's this new app. If you haven't got it, maybe you want to if you're a boxing fan. Jesse Vargas taking on Thomas Dorlami today in a welterweight contest. Artur Beterbiev is taking on Callum Johnson in IBF light heavyweight title fight. Of course, another WBA superman. I'm waiting about on the bill as well. There is a NABO title fight from Puerto Rico. Lots of fights. Another fight on ESPN Plus at 3:30 p.m. Eastern time. That's 12:30 out here on the West Coast. Jake Catterall and O'Hara Davies. That is the boxing schedule, or some of it today, for October 6, 2018. Now, the big fight of the day, of course, in the world of the cage, mixed martial arts. Some people think it's barbaric. Some people think it's cruel. Some people think it's ugly. Some people think it's gnarly. Other people think it's the greatest stuff of all time. The bottom line is I'm somewhere in the middle. I've turned my face away a couple of times watching MMA fights. In other words, I was octagon side when Dan Henderson was getting a snot kicked out of him by Mauricio Shogun Rua in like the fifth round of a main event down there in Santa Clara. And I had to turn my face. I couldn't take it. I just couldn't take it. Anyway, tonight might be one of those fights because Khabib is a monster. 25-0, 26-0, whatever record book you want to look at. The bottom line is he's unbeaten. Conor, of course, lost to Nate Diaz. Nate's not the world, not the greatest fighter in the entire world, but I tell you, Nate Diaz was always a guy that gives 100%. That being said, he wasn't 100% for the rematch, and Conor won that. Now Conor, a year removed from Floyd Mayweather, takes on the great Khabib. What's going to happen tonight? 10 p.m. Eastern.
Conor McGregor. You're back in front of your people. How good does this feel? Because they've clearly missed you.
Yeah, it's good to be back, Karen. I am prepared, ready to go. So it's good. It's good to feel the fans. We didn't have it the last time at the New York press conference. So it's good to be here right now.
All right, champ. All right, buddy. How's this, buddy?
You know, the last time we saw you in an MMA fight was quite some time ago.
Yeah.
We last saw you in a boxing match. So how good is this going to feel for you to bring it back and show off all of your weapons?
100%. I left many, it's like going to work and leaving your toolbox at home. So it's good for me now to take all of my tools back in to work with me. So I'm looking forward to unleashing them and reminding people the weapons I possess. So I'm very excited.
A lot of people look at this and they go, Conor by knockout or Khabib by mauling.
Yeah,
why is it not that simple?
Yeah, we'll see about that. I believe I'm going to leave him semi-unconscious and then maul him myself.
When you saw him fight Ally Aquinta, what did you see? Where were the openings?
Man, I was screaming at that telly. I just thought it was a horrendous performance. Not much I can say. It was very sloppy. I mean, he's a holder. He's a decision machine. So I'm very confident in my abilities. I don't really care. I mean, it's gone to a stage where I just don't give a about this man no more. I don't care about none of this. I'm going to go in and do my thing and show what's really up. Show who the real Don is of this game.
Is there any difference, though, in the fact that you guys have had some personal beef here with Artem and his, you know, his crew and everything? Is there a little bit more of emotion in there?
Of course, but not in there. Not in there. It's cold in there. It's ice cold in there, so. But it's outside means nothing. It never did. There's so much going on in my life outside of things all the time anyway, so this is just another day for me. Get me in there. It's like freedom.
I have to say, with all the other things going on in your life, that put a little fear in our hearts, Connor, thinking that you might find something else you like to do better. Are you always going to be a fighter?
I'm back with a bang, Karen. I'm back with a bang.
Yeah, so you're always going to be a fighter then, yeah?
Yes, we'll see what happens. I'm going to put this man away. Hopefully he can take the shots and stay in there so we can see what's what, but I don't think he will. And then we'll see what's around the corner. I'm already eyeballing what's next. I'm very, very happy to be back.
Well, there's a guy named Anderson Silva who's been talking about you. Okay, yeah. So here we go. Is that a real option?
A good one. I mean, what? He's 6'1". I think, I'd like him to cut down. I think that would be a good fight for the fans. I'd be certainly interested in that. I know he started saying it, and I was like, that sounds interesting to me. I was ringside when Nick Diaz fought him. Be a good fight.
Yeah. So is there anybody else that's impressed you in the time that you've gone away where you look at them and you say, this guy's an upstart, this is an up-and-comer, he's interesting to me?
I don't want to... The game's full of bums, Karen. You know, ain't changed, really. So it's good to be back now. I have some eyeballs. I've got that trilogy with Diaz. That I will give that man that rematch. He gave me a rematch. I will give him a rematch.
And then what weight?
155, I'd imagine, but we'll see, because maybe we could spearhead a 165-pound division. I do believe we should go 145, 155, 165, 175, 185, even 195. So why not? Why not? There's more belts. They're stripping people left and right. They stripped me. I only walked out of a damn cage. Didn't even offer me a fight, and I was getting stripped. And then Cormier was injured or something happened to him, and then I got stripped of my second belt because of that reason, just so they can juice up cards with belts. Well, hey, stick in more weight divisions, more champions. Why not? If that's what you're doing anyway, you just want the belt on the... So what happened to UFC 230? There's a beam of the Carolina... what's her name? The women fight.
Shevchenko
and the other girl.
She was supposed to fight Nico Montaño.
Now there's a title.
Yes, Sarge is going to fight.
Exactly, and that's for a belt, and then they're putting that ahead of the Diaz. I think the Diaz-Poirier fight should be main event personally, but I mean, it's great for the women, get them up there, it's a great opportunity, but I mean, still, if it's the belt that they are doing this for, then why not add more divisions, more belts, more champions, more pay-per-views with belts on the line, and it's going to help the athletes, I believe, with weight cutting and things like that. So I believe maybe me and Diaz could do the trilogy under 165, or who knows, man? I don't know. We've done 170 twice anyway. Yeah. As of now, it'll be a 155-er.
I'll pay for it anywhere it goes, actually. To be honest with you, I'll watch that fight any weekend, all weekend long. You know, Khabib said that you're here for the money. He's here for the legacy. Is that true?
If that's the case, I'll be at home. I already got that money. I'm good. What's he talking about? Like, he's a dumbass of a guy. You know what I mean? He's a hypocrite, so... I don't care what he says. I am certainly not here for the money, Karen. I am set for life. I am here for the love of this game. Look at me. I'm buzzing here. This is what I love to do.
I do have to say a little bit of a mind game in there, getting proper 12 on the canvas where Khabib might be as well.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
That was by design, of course.
Oh, well, of course. Well, that's a beast I've got there, that whiskey. Have you tasted it?
I have tasted it. Good one. It's good. I had to taste it off the air. I couldn't drink it on the air. Yeah.
Ishgabaha, we call that in Ireland, which translates to holy water.
Yeah. It was good. That. I did enjoy it.
Yes.
So listen, if you are able to beat Khabib, how do you want to do it? It's not just a knockout. Do you want to beat him at his own game?
I believe so, yeah. Knock him out, maul. Semi-knock him out. Floor him, flatten him, and just maul him and then see where it goes.
Well, listen, I know you said your greatest achievement now is your son. Is he the next champ?
Yes, I believe so.
Awesome.
Whatever he wants to do. He will be a champion at whatever he wants to do. So, but I believe he, all he does all day is us, and kicks and punches and that and vroom, vroom, which is like cars. So he might be a race car driver. Awesome. I don't know. We'll see.
Awesome. I'm sure he'll be a success with you as his father.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us, Connor. Best of luck.
Thank you, Karen. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Back to you guys.
We can talk about him or we can talk to him. He's joining us fresh off his open workout in Las Vegas. This is the Eagle. This is the champion. This is Khabib Abdomanopovich Nurmagomedov. Now, Khabib, that middle name is tougher than your wrestling, bud. Couldn't you have gone with something like Alexander, maybe Sergey? You know, simple nickname for us. Simple middle name for me. A little bit.
No, this is Dagestan name, bro. This is my father name, and this is my name, Khabib. You know, this is Dagestan name. That's why a little bit different.
Say whole name, please. Abdomanopovich?
Khabib. Khabib Abdomanopovich Nurmagomedov. This is my, like, correctly.
Well, you're freestyling. You're making stuff up now, but it's okay.
DC, this is your friend. Get his name right. Come on. Khabib, you're looking very lean. You're looking very lean, my friend. What's your weight at right now?
Brother, after tomorrow, I have weigh in, of course. I have like 6-7 pounds I have to cut. I feel great, you know. I think this is because of I have very big motivation. I think that's why it's a little bit different because, like, too much focus, you know. And I think that's why. But, you know, weight is good, feeling good, you know. Like 1.5 day before weigh-in, 2-3 days before fight, you know. I'm very happy about this.
Khabib, how was the open workout? We see the fans behind you. How did you enjoy the atmosphere?
Of course, I enjoy. I ask all Irish fans, hey, please, can someone give me an answer about your language? What happened with your language? Because your own language is not English language. You guys have your language. What happened? But nobody gave me an answer.
So when you walk out there and train in front of all these people, does this feel bigger? Do you feel the enormity of the fight week right now?
Yeah, no. For this fight week, a little bit different. A little bit more pressure. Of course, this is true. A little bit more pressure, a little bit hard. But, you know, like when I watch like how I feel, my weight, like all my brothers here without my father, all my team here, you know, I want they feel like these guys part of this history, you know. This is I'm not alone. Alone you cannot do nothing, you know. You have to be with Lion, you know. This is like pride, you know. Everybody is here. I feel great, and you know, I can't wait. Saturday night I'm gonna crush this guy hype.
Well, you say you want to crush him, Khabib. You know, you've been very calm, you've been very reserved and quiet. You finally do get to put your hands on him on Saturday night. How excited are you?
I'm so excited about this. You know, this is like fight, like all people like around the world who know sport, who support like mixed martial arts, everybody wait, like not only MMA, like boxing, like a lot of soccer players and teams follow this. Like, this is crazy, you know, a lot of people waiting for this fight. And, you know, I'm very excited about this. Of course I'm excited. And I want to smash this guy. But, you know, I want cage close. Me, him, alone inside the cage, and we will see what's going to happen. My plan is crush his hype.
All right, so with that in mind, answer this question, but remain a little bit humble. Remain a little bit humble when I ask you this. With a win on Saturday night, 27-0, undefeated, undisputed UFC lightweight champion, you just beat Conor McGregor, do you start to put yourself in the conversation as the greatest fighter of all time, Khabib? Now, be very careful and a little bit humble when you answer this.
Honestly, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I'm tired about call someone. I don't want to do this. Like, only one thing, what I want, beat this guy Saturday night and go home and enjoy with my family. I think about only this, but you know, like, you never know after a fight when you're very emotional, like, I don't know, brother. To be honestly, I cannot give you an answer about this.
You know what? That's a humble answer, especially when you're talking to the actual greatest of all time. So you don't want to really stick your foot up in your mouth. Oh, Khabib, thank you so much, my brother. I can't wait to see you on Saturday, and good
thank
luck.
You, the great Karen Bryant doing that interview initially, and, of course, Daniel Cormier, the light heavyweight and heavyweight UFC title holder right now, finishing up there with Khabib. Khabib, Conor, we'll talk about that a little more after the break. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. Text us, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. So who wins tonight, Conor or Khabib? We'll talk about that after the break. You're tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk, live worldwide.
I am not these bubblegum dudes you're talking to. Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
If I can't teach you one way, I'll teach you another. But I'm going to get the job done.
The song is entitled Only So Much Oil in the Ground. Guess what? Gas went up 23 cents at my gas station in the last 10 days. What the hell is going on? 23 cents in 10 days. Ah, good Lord. In other words, it costs more to fill up. What am I trying to tell you? Things are not good at the gas pump. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 35 years of existence. Of course, having celebrated 35 years of radio this past month, September 2018. Yeah, it's been a long time, but we're rocking and rolling. Of course, talking the big fight tonight on mixed martial arts. Before we switch gears at 40 minutes past the hour, we'll bring in Muhammad Ali and talk boxing, of course, today and yesterday. But the bottom line is I'm looking at this poll here from Bloody Elbow, bloodyelbow.com. It's got a poll going on here between who wins this fight tonight, Khabib or McGregor? Well, say, believe it or not, McGregor's getting more of a push here. I mean, he's 48% of the people think that McGregor's the winner, 2,550 votes, and 22,000 people think that 2,071 think that Khabib will win by stoppage. So that's 48% and 38%, and only 9% of people think that Khabib can win by a decision. 2% think that Conor can win by decision, and there's 2% calling it a draw. The bottom line is, at the end of the day, I don't think this fight's going to go the distance. I really don't. I mean, both these guys are explosive. Conor hits hard. I mean, that's going to be his only, like Don King says, he's got two chances, slim and none. And Slim may have just left town, because if he doesn't crack Khabib on the chin with that right hand of his, it ain't going to work. It's just not going to work. He's got to strike first. Conor McGregor has to strike first. He's a smaller man here. He's going to give it up some physical size. This guy's going to come in at about 177 pounds, a 155-pound fighter, and that's why they weighed these guys in. Oh, by the way, they weighed him in 36 hours early instead of 24 hours before the fight. Why did they do it 36 hours earlier? Because Connor was struggling to get weight. Of course, Connor came in at 154.5. He felt pretty good about it. And I don't know whether he's the best confidence man in the entire world, because he's a con man. He conned you into buying that Floyd Mayweather fight. Any of you guys that bought that Floyd Mayweather fight, I told you, there's a sucker born every minute. And if you buy that fight, you're the sucker. And I'm not trying to be nasty or anything like that. It's just it was a farce to begin with. I mean, think about it. As I said, we'll make the comparison or the analogy. We'll compare a house. We're going to paint your house. Half the house will be painted by a painter. The other half of the house will be painted by a plumber. Okay? Obviously, the plumber's half is not going to meet the quality of the painter's half. Thus, when a boxer takes on a mixed martial art fighter in boxing, he's going to prevail most of the time, if not all the time, okay? And the MMA fighter, if they get in a cage, he's probably going to beat the boxer for the most part. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, we'll never know, because we'll never really see a boxer versus a MMA fighter as far as superstars are concerned, because I just don't think it's going to happen. The MMA world has evolved so much since Ali and Inoki and things like that, and some of the freak shows back in the day, that you know, mixed martial artists aren't one-dimensional anymore. They're not kickboxers with bad chins. They are multi-talented fighters. And tonight, you'll see two of the best in Conor McGregor. I think he's a good fighter. Lost three fights. Of course, that last fight to Nate Diaz, and then came back and beat, not but lost by submission to Nate, and then came back and beat Nate when Nate wasn't in the best of condition. Had an injury going into camp, and he, of course, had to make that money. So, on the injury, let's just get through camp and try to do our best in the fight. That's what Nate Diaz tried to do, but he came up short in that second fight. Of course, he was sucking air down the stretch, which was a shock because he was a bigger, stronger guy. Expected to be, because he had the bigger frame, right? Well, not really. Anyway, we look at this fight tonight, 155, Conor making it 154.5, Khabib coming in about the same weight. As I said, Khabib will enter the octagon at about 177 pounds. That is a huge, huge, I mean, that's a 20-pound weight gain overnight. And some people laugh, oh, you know, it's only going to be water. No, these guys have got this down now. I mean, it used to be when I would weigh in, that's sort of bit of a chuckle. You know, I'd weigh in at 139, and maybe I'd weigh 140 or 141 at the fight time. That's it, max, okay? So these guys can gain 20 pounds. I don't know if I can gain 20 pounds and be strong and be fast, but these guys are bigger and stronger than I am or ever was. Anyway, Khabib and Conor in the main event, of course, five rounds or less. Tony Ferguson in a co-feature taking on Anthony Pettis, both former title holders at 155, briefly though. Vince St. Preux, former light heavyweight title challenger, took on John Jones, taking on Dominic Reyes, Derek Lewis, and Alexander Volkov in a heavyweight contest. And a woman's strawweight bout opens up the pay-per-view card at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 7 o'clock Pacific Time, live on pay-per-view. The UFC is going to rock and roll with Michelle Waterson and Felice Herrick. That is a prelim fight, of course, brought to you on the pay-per-view card. That opens up the pay-per-view card. The prelim card. Actually, there's two prelim cards. There's an early prelim card to be on UFC Fight Pass. There's three fights on the cat, including Gray Maynard and Nick Lentz, Ryan Flair and Tony Martin, and Yana Kunishikaya. And Lena Landsberg. Of course, the preliminary card, prelim, is going to be on Fox Sports 1. That's right. The UFC is going to want you to change your channel not once, not twice, maybe three times. And if you're a freak, a UFC freak, an MMA freak, you'll do it, because that's the way they seem to flow. Anyway, Sergio Pettis, the brother of the aforementioned Anthony Pettis, the former lightweight champion, now fighting at 155, but this guy's dropped down. Sergio Pettis, his brother, is a flyweight, 125, taking on Justin Formiga, Vicente Lugo taking on Jalen Turner, Tanya Wenger taking on Aspen Ladd, the women's bantamweight bout, 135, and a lightweight bout opens that Fox card at 5 p.m. Pacific time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern time with Scott Holtzman versus Alan Patrick. That is the UFC in a nutshell tonight. Of course, rocking and rolling, the main event. What can I say? I think Khabib licks him like a stamp, but I've been wrong before. Everybody's wrong, okay? But I just don't, I don't see a whole lot of room for error here. In other words, I can't see Conor like standing up with this guy. He's, oh, Conor's the boxer. Conor's got a little bit of amateur boxing background in him, but I don't think it's going to enable him to stand up with this guy, because the guy just hits that hard. When somebody enforces their will on you, and you can't turn it back, it's like trying to stop the water of a river. In other words, get in the middle of the river and try to stop the water from going by you. That's what it's going to be like tonight, I think, for Conor McGregor. I think the Khabib is just too big, too strong, and when he gets him on, if he gets him on the ground, it's over. If he gets him standing up, I think it's over. Although I think Khabib might be a bit slower with the hands than Conor. Outside of that, as I said, Conor's got the one shot, knock him out, one punch. If he doesn't do it, It ain't happening. Tony Ferguson, Anthony Pettis. Ferguson should win this fight going away. Pettis, of course, not the greatest grappler in the world. Of course, I thought that I thought great things of him as lightweight champion. And then, of course, Zach Attack Young said, Pedro, he doesn't do that well on the ground. And, of course, he lost his title. Oh, Vincent Prue, not much at light heavyweight taking on Dominic Reyes. So that's the UFC card tonight. As I said, the main event is a fight worth watching. Is it a fight for the ages? I don't know. Mixed martial arts only been around since 1993, so we really don't know if this is like Ollie Frazier or Duran Leonard or Hagler Hearns or something like that as far as the world of mixed martial arts are concerned. But we'll find out tonight, 10 p.m. Nice, 7 o'clock in the West, of course. You can go to various websites around the world if you want to watch the fight in different languages like VIPbox.tv and things like that. I'm not encouraging piracy or anything like that. I'm just trying to say that, you know, you could possibly, if you're living in Russia, you could watch the fight on a YouTube channel or maybe a VIPbox.tv channel or VIPbox.eu. In other words, in Russia, that's legal. So I'm just telling you what's legal in Russia. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Shifts gears. We'll come back with the greatest, Muhammad Ali, after the break. And then we'll go into the world of boxing. Of course, a couple of fights today. And the Zone Network taking off as far as boxing apps are concerned. Plus, ESPN Plus going today as well. Boxing and more on Ring Talk Live Worldwide coming up on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent, sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You name the game, but anything you start, I figure to finish.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide emanates from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, left coast to west coast, each and every Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Saturday show, which you're listening to right now. Repeats later in the day right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But it runs at 11 a.m. for an hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The Sunday edition is 2 hours. 2 hours of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, I bring in Johnny Signorello, Las Vegas' very own, on the Sunday show. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. One of my buddies, yeah, I was his bodyguard, his security, his schlep. I tied his shoes. I did anything he needed. I'm talking about Muhammad Ali. Check this out. 1964, Cassius Clay.
I am the greatest. I'm the kid who will take old man Lister's title away. Me, a little old kid who don't even shave yet. I'm going to be champ of the world before I'm old enough to do my first shaving commercial. And I'm going to make boxing popular again. Me, with my beautiful, colorful personality. I'm going to make boxing interesting. Boxing doesn't have to be dull. It's the fighters who are dull. I watched the fight of the week on TV. They call that the fight of the week? It was so boring, every time the bell rang, it woke up the referee. It hurts me to say this because I know a lot of fighters. And I like them. They are nice, gentle guys who wouldn't hurt anybody, not even in the ring. And I'm going to bring back the excitement in boxing. I'm going to be the heavyweight champion of the world. And I won't be satisfied with that. After becoming champion of the world, I'm going to become champion of the universe. I want to take on those little green men from Venus. Those slick, shiny-headed green men. I can lick them. I won't be afraid of the way they look. After all, they can't look no worse than Sonny Liston. Yes, America, I'm the resurrector of the fight game. I'm going to save boxing. I'm going to bring boxing back to life. Fighting was dull until I came along because the greatest wasn't around. But time brings about a change. As the earth rotates around the sun, a change takes place. There's spring, summer, fall, and winter. Boxing was at the winter stage. But now the flowers are blooming. Spring is coming. I am on the horizon. Liston's fall will mark the arrival of spring. Yes, there's going to be a new champion. A champion you can tell your kids to be like. I'm a perfect idol for the kids. I'm good looking, clean living, culture, and I am modest. I am so modest I can admit my own fault. My only fault is I don't realize how great I really am. It's hard to be humble when you are as great as I am. I'm the new frontier of boxing, and boxing must move ahead. I'm going to win the championship with vigor. That's part of my physical fitness program. All Sonny Liston's got is a physical fitness program. And with my vigor, I'm going to ask Congress to help Mr. Liston. I will ask them to pass a health bill. Because after old Mr. Liston fights me, he's going to need Medicare. And if I hit him in the mouth, he's going to need Denticare. Yes, I'm going to move boxing ahead. I don't ask what boxing can do for me, I ask what I can do for boxing. Because I am great, I am the greatest. And I can even tell the truth about the future. To prove this point, I would like to read one of the many masterpieces I wrote this afternoon. My Prophecies by Cassius Clay. When Cassius says a fight will go 5 rounds, the bell for the 6th just never sounds. When I tangled with Archie, I predicted 4, and that's all there was. There wasn't any more. When they queried me about the coup about, I answered with Shakespearean thrift. When they asked me what round I knocked Henry out, I answered, Henry the Fifth.
The greatest orator of the 20th century, without a doubt, in the world of sports, no doubt about it. Cassius Clay, then Cassius Clay, 1964, had not yet defeated the big, ugly monster, Sonny Liston, for the World Heavyweight Championship. Checking out some boxing notes last Sunday on Fox Sports 1, Brandon Figueroa with a nasty 10th-round knockout over Oscar Escanon. Escanon came in at 25-5, left at 25-4, left at 25-5. And Figueroa now at 17-0 with 12 whacks. Thursday in Costa Mesa, California, ESPN2 was rocking and rolling. Oscar Negrete had a draw over 10 rounds with Joshua Franco. Franco coming to 14-1, Oscar at 18-1. So a battle of once beaten, 118 pounds, goes to a 10-round draw. Some news in the world of boxing, of course. Canelo Alvarez, the pay-per-view draw, the number one guy in boxing right now. Sorry, Triple G. But Canelo's going to fight in Madison Square Garden, the mecca of boxing, on December the 15th. A Mexican going to Madison Square Garden. Wow, that's making a statement. Chavez never went there. Chavez never headlined Madison Square Garden. It just didn't, you wouldn't think of bringing a Mexican to headline in New York City. A Puerto Rican, yes, but a Mexican, maybe a Mexican against a Puerto Rican, but not a Mexican per se. But he is the man. He's going to take on the WBA, the once beaten WBA 168-pound title holder, Rocky Fielding. What does Rocky bring to the dance? The belt. Outside of that, nothing. The Clarissa Shields versus Christina Hammer, of course, that November fight between the two best women in the world of boxing, supposedly is going to be off for a while. An unknown health condition suffered by Hammer regarding her stomach, and she's got some issues down there. So we wish her the best of luck as far as a recovery and a speed recovery. Every network and streaming app is dying to get Canelo. The Zone, ESPN Plus, everybody wants Canelo. Why? Because Canelo's a man, baby. I mean, as far as drawing those bucks, baby, he just does it. And he's going to do it for a while. He's a young guy. I think he's got a few more fights left in him. And this Triple G, the third fight, if it happens, it'll happen next year. And Triple G will get the short end of the coin because he's the B-side of every record involving Canelo Alvarez. When you're the B-side, just be glad you're there. That's all. Just be glad you're there. Fights on ESPN tonight. As I said, ESPN Plus, Luis Neri taking on Jason Kanoy. That's a 115-pound fight. The ESPN Plus card coming from England as well. Jack Carter and O'Hara Davies, that's at 140. And the Zone's going to go from Chicago with Jesse Vargas versus Thomas Dorlemy. Of course, Artur Bitabev taking on Callum Johnson for the IBF 175-pound title. And Daniel Roman taking on Gavin McDonald, of course, for the WBA 118-pound title. Now, we are headed to Panama City, folks. November, October the 29th, of course, the World Boxing Organization is coming to town, baby. Our annual convention, of course, we were scheduled to go to Managua, Nicaragua, and I get to hang out with the kids of the late, great Alexis Arguello. Get to go back and see his ex-wife, you know. But that didn't happen. We had some issues as far as visas and terrorists and that kind of good stuff going on in Nicaragua. So they said, yeah, we're going to Panama. So we'll go to the land of the great Manos de Piedra. That's right. Roberto Duran will be in the house, of course, for the annual convention November 29th through October 29th through November 2nd, live in Panama City. Check out all the information at WBOBoxing.com. That's WBOBoxing.com. Check out the website. They'll talk about all the convention, how you can get there, how you can be part of it if you want. Of course, the WBO is all about clarity. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Ring Talk, live, worldwide, hours away, of course, from the big fight as far as the world of mixed martial arts is concerned. But, man, imagine if one of these guys in MMA could draw like Canelo as far as the pay-per-view is concerned, like a million, 2 million people. I mean, Conor and Floyd drew because, you know, it was a freak show. And unfortunately, the people in the world of mixed martial arts, they got conned on that one. The Irish people got conned as well because they believed, I kid you not, you don't know how much money I could have taken from people that I like. And I really didn't want to take it. I thought I was really taking advantage. So I didn't take bets on that fight. I mean, good Lord, you got maybe one of the best boxers, not one of the best fighters of all time, but one of the best boxers of all time in Floyd Mayweather going up against a mixed martial arts fighter. Come on, man. You got to pick Floyd every time in that type of fight. Like I said, the painter versus the plumber and paint the house, that's just the way it is. Anyway, if they had a Canelo-like figure in the world of MMA, it's not Khabib. Khabib's a monster. Monsters aren't going to draw like that. I don't think he's got to have some personality. Khabib has none. You heard that interview with him a little bit earlier. I mean, that was the most excited you'll ever get him. I kid you not. Of course, he being tied to the Russian mafia. That's been a story that's been running around for a long time, and there's merit to it. there is merit to it. I mean, some of the guys he's been in the octagon with, in the cage with, are no longer allowed in the United States, et cetera, et cetera. In other words, Russian mafia. No surprise there. The Russian mob's been in the world of boxing, MMA, for a long, long time. Of course, there was that fighter in the 1990s that he was the USBA cruiserweight champion, and they murdered him in a body shop in Brooklyn, New York. Can't think of his name right now, but they murdered him in a body shop in Brooklyn, New York, and then buried him in New Jersey. Everybody gets buried in Jersey. Why is that, Cuddy? Why is they kill people in New York and bury them in Jersey? Cheaper real estate? Because Jersey's a toilet bowl. Oh, no, I can't believe you said that. You, this is Ring Talk Live World. Why is what I said tonight? Khabib should rock and roll. I mean, Khabib should be the guy. He's a bigger guy. And I like size, man. I mean, so yeah, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. And I think that this is where size is going to prevail. I think Conor can be cute. I think Conor can be a little slick. But I think Conor is outmanned. If Conor was to go for a takedown, to try to go in and take Khabib down, I think that Khabib is so strong, he would break him. He would ragdoll him. I kid you not. He can ragdoll people at 155. He's a monster. As I said, 177 pounds entering the cage tonight, the octagon tonight. Taking on Conor is probably going to weigh about 165, 170, no more. I mean, he's a lean guy. I was watching the body frame that he's stepping into the octagon with, and he looks like he's in pretty good shape. I mean, no doubt about it. He's been off 2 years from the world of MMA, but a year off from the sport of boxing. That being said, he gets looked like a stamp. There's no way Conor's going to win this fight. Now, I may be embarrassed, and I may be wrong, and if it's so, I'll eat an 8x10-inch piece of paper on the air tomorrow as I speak. Cuddy's looking at me, shaking his head. I've never had to do that. I've never had to eat the paper on air. I came close one time when Riddick Bowe and Evander, he's holding the paper up, when Evander Holyfield and Riddick Bowe had a draw, I was close. The draw saved me. I think I picked the wrong guy. I think I picked Bowe and Holyfield won, and then they called it a draw and this kind of stuff, so I didn't have to eat the 8x10-inch piece of white paper on the air, but I will do that. If Conor licks him, I will eat the 8x10-inch piece of paper on the air tomorrow on Ring Talk Live or on the Sunday edition. Don't forget, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 8 o'clock in Honolulu, Hawaii. And, of course, 2 o'clock Eastern time, live right here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Center as the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check this out. This is the new sounds of Tower of Power. Of course, on top, man, it's got this nice guy named Marcus. Of course, he's the lead singer. Is probably about 30 years old. The rest of the band's about 90. So you got this young guy friend for the old guys. Guess what? The mix is pretty cool. Check it out on the Soul Side of Town.
I know a place where people rang true. The sort of place. They really care about you. It's kind of rough, but that's all right with me. 'Cause I dig the vibe and I like the company. It's a world away. That's what the people say. Where you can sing your song and do it all night long. Oh, 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 oh. To, but you can find it with your own point of view. Everybody's welcome, no matter who you are. It's one big family, and everyone's a star. It's the world away. That's what the people say.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check the clocks, 57 minutes past hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA, of course, 35 years now of radio existence. The Zone's got a card going on Sunday, October 7th, but of course, we're talking about the big fight today, Khabib and Conor. I mean, whether you're a boxing fan or an MMA fan, the intrigue has got to be either way. You've got to want to know what's going to happen here. I mean, these two monsters get in the octagon. The cage is where they excel. They're not boxers. They're not pretty boys. They're brawlers. They're muggers. They fight dirty. That's what this is all about. Essentially, the world of mixed martial arts is all about dirty boxing. That's what it's dirty boxing. Basically, few rules, and they can do just about everything they want, except like knee in the nuts and tear, gouge your eyes out and things like that. But outside of that, you know, anything goes in the world of mixed martial arts. That's why tonight's fight is so unpredictable in that, of course, I think Khabib's going to win, and I'm predicting he win, but I say it's unpredictable because the world of MMA has so many different ways to win or lose. Submission. I mean, you can get choked out. They can break your ankle. You know, you can get cut. You can lose on a knockout. DKO, all kinds of different ways to lose, man. And there's all kinds of ways to win as well. As many ways as there is to lose, there is to win. The world of MMA is intriguing in that manner, of course, and it's definitive for the most part. I mean, I think that's what a lot of mixed martial arts fighters, boxers and fans enjoy, is that the definitive endings. I mean, they want fights to end in definitive decisions or definitive outcomes. And, of course, the sport of boxing is coming off the biggest draw. And I take it back, it was the biggest draw as far as money was concerned. But, of course, a lot of people were upset with the fact that Canelo Alvarez, the aforementioned world middleweight champion, got a decision over Gennady Golovkin, which I think he deserved, because if Golovkin lost the first six rounds, do the math, baby, do the math. If he lost the first six rounds, and all he's going to do is win seven rounds to win a 12-round fight, wins one round after round seven, he wins the fight. He did. He won that round 12. Of course, bottom line is, Canelo deserved to win by a couple of points. Whether you like it or not, it was a close fight. It wasn't a robbery, but they will roll again in May of 2019. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Let me give you my radio schedule. Ring Talk Live Worldwide goes Saturday and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. In fact, the Saturday show will be repeated at 3 p.m. Pacific Time today, right here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The Saturday night, the Taco Man Radio Audio Magazine airs at 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Of course, Ring Talk Live Worldwide comes back Sunday at 11 a.m. And then, of course, No Holds Barred, Dr. Mike and myself hook it up. We're at 5 p.m. Pacific Time each and every Sunday. We talk MMA and professional wrestling. At the end of the day, you're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You can be anywhere in the world. In fact, you're listening to this show. I thank you so much. Till next time, peace and respect. This is Sports Byline.